Last but certainly not least, we have Solomon Amuzu and his update, his permaculture update. Solomon's going through a bit of a rough time at the moment, and I'm sorry for the sound quality of this recording, but it's not so easy. His permaculture project is suffering, and he's finding it very difficult, probably, to survive at the moment. So here's Solomon with his permaculture update.
Not to survive and thrive. We may need to wait to plant our own Clemence crops until more favorable soil are established. 3. Raising organic level artificially by using mulch, cream, manure crops, compost, and other fertilizers to change the soil environment. This enables us to plant more quickly, or if used in combination with the previous method, to plant the nucleus of Clemence tree crops in marginal ground if we are willing to put in the work of caring for those trees. And finally, substituting our own herb, pioneers and Clemence species, which are more useful to us than the existing natural or disturbed vegetation. Comfrey, for example, will come up through weed growth, helping to control the area if planted densely enough and providing yield in the first year. Thank you for being with us. I'll see you next week with different topic. I am Solomon Amuzu from Ghana.
Thank you, Solomon. And I'm sure there's some way we must be able to help you out with your permaculture project there in Ghana.